Welcome in Emory Hunt from CBS Sports Football Game Plan, one of our favorite draft analysts to talk to. Emory, how are you?
Em, what up?
I'm doing fine, guys. Always a pleasure, man.
Do you feel that way, too, or are you more – I have to think you're more of a you can't get enough of it. This is your favorite time of year. The draft could take as long to get here as possible. Or are even you like, all right, come on. Get to Thursday already.
Here's my whole problem is that because I go so deep with all the different prospects and I have so many different reports or whatnot, I'm sitting here wondering, like, man, we're about 7 days away, 6 days away from the draft. And if I see one more person talk about Malik Neighbors versus Marvin Harris, I'm gonna snap. Like, move on.
Right. I got a question, Em. How many? Because we get them sent to us, but I can only imagine because you do this. How many mock drafts do people DM you?
This is why I hate mock drafts. Right. Is because it people use them so much, right, that they start to believe the mock draft is real. So when, let's say, if people keep mocking the same player to the Falcons and the Falcons don't draft the player,
right,
they say, how could you not draft this guy? It was in the mock draft.
Right,
like, bro,
right.
Everybody and their grandma got a mock draft.
Uh-huh.
I love mock drafts because it gives you an idea of who's going to go where. Like, just in general, like, not like the Falcons are definitely taking this guy, but it's like, oh, he's viewed as a guy who's going to get picked somewhere between 8 and 15. That's sort of the way that scouts are viewing this guy. And it's a good way to familiarize yourself with people that maybe you haven't heard of before. But yes, if you're married to an order and you've decided that Dane Brugler is the one who's correct, and if they don't do what Dane Brugler does, then you're going to riot, then I think you're just asking for anger. All that said, what are the Falcons going to do at 8? Emory, tell us.
I will say this. The Falcons have, by what they've done in free agency, they have opened themselves up to where they can essentially go best player available. Now, what I wouldn't have done is pay Kirk Cousins all that money because they were sitting at a prime spot to really make some noise in terms of getting a young quarterback. Now, they still could do that in later rounds, but now you've kind of taken that question away from folks, and so people can, you know, kind of coach around you. Okay, well, we know the Falcons ain't taking the quarterback at 8, so they kind of can game plan that way. But, you know, you think about adding yet another option along the offensive line. You can't go wrong with, you know, strengthening and further tightening up that point of attack on both sides of the ball. I know people view, you know, pass rushers potential right there. Everyone talks about Dallas Turner. I'm a Latu guy. I think that's someone that I would go out and grab because of his athleticism and his upside, as well as Garrett Verse. But I do feel like pass rusher could be where the Falcons are going to go hang their hats.
My biggest thing with Latu is the neck, and that's the only thing but I don't have to worry about it. I mean, if teams clear him medically, then that's more than anything. Is he the most, like, ready-to-go pass rusher? Like, all of them are going to play. You drafted number 8 overall, but as you, like, pencil him in as a day-one starter, I don't want to put a number on it, but is he a day-one get-after pass rusher?
Absolutely. Him, Verse, and Dallas Turner, I think, are those right-off-the-bus type pass rushers and go. The thing with Latu in the neck, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a lot of, and I said this all draft cycle, where a lot of the conversation about Latu leading up to the draft sounds a lot like Jalen Phillips leading up to the draft. Uh-huh. He had a lot of the same questions.
Right.
And you know, you're right. If he checks out medically, then all things are go. You don't play with a neck, you don't play with a back, right? So, and if he is ready to go, and we've seen him throughout the course of the season at UCLA, no issues, knock on wood, no issues right. At the Senior Bowl as well. And I think he has the get up, the hustle. What I love about him more than everyone else is that he constantly keeps his eyes up. And when your eyes are up, your hands will follow, and then your feet will subsequently follow. So he's always moving rather aggressively toward the ball and ends up making a lot of plays.
I don't know if this is going to be the deciding factor, but it's not going to hurt him. The Falcons' defensive coordinator recruited him to go to Washington. Like, Jimmy Lake was the head coach at Washington when they recruited Latu to go there. So there's a relationship there, and we've seen that happen before in drafts. So that's not going to hurt him in the draft process. Who do you feel like is the most likely team to trade out of the top 10 that's in the top 10 right now? Who do you feel like is the most likely team to trade into the top 10 that isn't?
I feel like trading out of the top 10, the Chargers would be a sneaky one. Mm. I feel like that's possible. but it's Jim Harbaugh, so we could also see him take Brock Bowers right there at 5 too. So he's a wild card, right? You can go either way with Jim Harbaugh. But I feel like the Chargers don't want to trade out. And I feel like, obviously, the Vikings have the ammo to trade up, but Sean Payton kind of let the cat out the bag, said he's willing to move hella high water to get up and get one of these quote-unquote quarterbacks. So I feel like the Broncos, taking him at his word, would be one to try to move up.
I mean, I think we know who the top three on most people, those guys are in this name. And I think we talked about last time we were talking with you about this whole J.J. McCarthy thing. And I'm one of those guys, I just see, you know, Blaine Gabbert, those type of guys. I could be wrong and everything. Where do you see him? And do you think, like you said, Sean Payton, is he one of those guys that can maybe push everything back because the team does go pick him up at 5 where the Chargers are?
I could see Sean Payton loving someone like J.J. McCarthy, and I'm right there with you, where to me it's like, even with what we've seen and what we've known of Brock Purdy, you're still not taking him in the top 5. You know, you still want to – if you're going to take somebody – and again, maybe I'm old school and I'm spoiled about what a top 5 was supposed to look like when you think of the 89 draft with Aikman, Derek Thomas, Barry Sanders, and Deion Sanders. That's a top 5, right? You know what I'm saying? So, and shout out to Tony Manzig. I know he was in there too. I didn't want to mention his name, but too late. But you look at McCarthy and it's like, okay, if we have everything in place, and we need someone that could be a piece of the puzzle, he's the guy that could be the piece of the puzzle. And, you know, I know a lot of people knock him for the low throws, but I like to say, think about the pressure that's on those throws. Because if you could throw the football 40 times and you could miss 13 throws, you still have a pretty solid game. You can't miss no more than 5 if you ask to throw it 17 times. So the pressure is higher, and he was able to convert. So he can be a piece of the puzzle, but you can't draft him that high because now you're telling people he is the puzzle.
Right.
Emory Hunt joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking draft from CBS Sports and Football Game Plan. I hesitate to ask because I feel like it's a really hard question to answer, but I ask because the Falcons are probably going to take a receiver at some point, and the offensive staff was a part of the Rams staff last year that drafted this guy. Who's this year's Puka Nacua in the later rounds? I know it. Like, if you knew that, you'd probably be getting paid millions of dollars, but tell us, please.
Now, I'm a smart guy, man. I already know. So here's the thing, right? Let me lay out the facts because I put out a clip already that, you know, said this guy was the next Puka Nacua. So that's why I'm laughing. Let's go up to Slippery Rock. And it's Kyle Sheets, this receiver who's 6'3", 222, ran a high 4.4, low 4.5, depending on the scout squatch, was at Temple's Pro Day. And he is someone that has garnered a lot of attention. When I was at the College Gridiron Showcase in January, it's a college all-star game, and now you get to see him going up against FBS corners, and he's doing his thing, winning off the line of scrimmage, stacking, you know, the defensive back, tracking the ball deep down the field. I remember catching a game during the season. He had missed like 2 games early in the year, and this was his first game back. And the first offensive play, they went deep down the field, and here he is with a 6-yard head start on a DB and just walked down the ball and scored a touchdown. So he is someone that's legitimately flying under the radar. And could see himself being called on day 3. So if I had to say that's a Puka Nacua type, he would be that guy.
All right.
Where are your quarterbacks ranking? I mean, I'm sorry. Where do you have after those 4 guys? Is it Penix? Is it Nix? Do you see maybe 6 quarterbacks getting first round?
Well, let's start with my number 3 quarterback. My number 1 is Caleb. My number 2 is Jaden. That's chalk.
Okay.
But my 3rd quarterback is Spencer Rattler.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
and my 4th quarterback is Jordan Travis. People act like his legs were amputated. They're not. They're still there, right? He played. And 5th was Drake May. And 6th, I have Michael Penix. And then 7th, I have J.J. McCarthy. But when you look at the number grades for Drake May and Penix and McCarthy, they are 2nd-round grades. So it's not like I'm saying you can't sell me on if you want the round 1. But if you are taking a quarterback on day 2, and we've seen quarterbacks on day 2 have success, Andy Dalton, Colin Kaepernick, so on and so forth, right? You can have success, and you're not married to where you're drafted. You should hope to go to the best possible spot, which answers your question a little bit earlier about how many you think are going to go. because if it plays out this way, because the wild card in the top 10 are the Giants. Mm-hmm. They're at six. It's a unique spot. We know there's not going to be a reach for a quarterback at six, so they're going to take an elite receiver. Now, do you double back? You know, are you wait to 34 or whatever when you're picking the high second round? Mm-hmm. Or do you jump back into round one, late round one, and grab a Spencer Rattler or maybe grab a Michael Penix if he's still there? I think that's kind of the game we see some teams may play at the back end of round one.
Right, real quick, because I want to piggyback real quick. Why is Spencer Rattler? Because you're not just saying, you're hearing a lot of stuff about teams being intrigued by this young man.
Because people look at the Oklahoma career and forget what he did at South Carolina. And you got to realize that's two separate, you know, quarterbacks. Just like Michael Penix at Indiana is different than Michael Penix at Washington. So is Bo Nix at Auburn and Bo Nix at Oregon are two different quarterbacks. So you have to look at it strictly from South Carolina. And if you go back to that game against Maine, the opener, he outplayed him.
Interesting. Interesting. We'll see. I mean, obviously you've been on that one. We talked to you a while back and you said the same thing. So we will, we'll see how it plays out on Thursday or Friday or whenever those guys end up getting drafted. Emery, we appreciate it as always.
Appreciate
Thank
it, my
you.
Boy.
Always a pleasure, man. Appreciate y'all.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.